This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Happy hour time here on Gwen and Chris. Scraby's happy because it's only an hour until the Scraby Chronicles take over the airwaves.
Yes.
You know what's happening tomorrow morning, early. Before we even do the round table.
I do.
10 o'clock is the roundtable tomorrow, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk, but I think they start hitting the links tomorrow there. And
they do.
What, Royal 4 or 5 in the morning?
Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I hate the name, Portrush.
Why?
What I thought it was heck? Like, I couldn't quite pronounce it for a moment.
Portrush?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay.
Is this new? Or because I thought the British Open, and I still call it the British Open because I refuse to call it the Open.
It's the Open Championship.
Yeah, well, I hate that. So I'll call it the British Open. And don't they, like, move it around from, like, three or four courses?
More than that now. They're accepting,
more than that. Okay.
They're accepting more courses.
Got it.
And so Royal, this Port is the Rush? Second time it's been used in the last, like,
has
maybe 5 years.
Has been there
years.
Before. Okay.
Yeah.
We did our picks yesterday off air. What happens is Ben and I and Woodsy and Scraby all pick four golfers, and then we add up, you know, whatever we add up. And last time Scraby won at the U.S. Open – because he had Victor Hovland, and Hovland was really the only big-name golfer that even was in the top 10. The U.S. Open was a weird finish in terms of, like, the big-name guys. Ben won the other one. What was that, PGA or? No, the Masters.
Yeah, he won
Ben
the Masters.
Won that. We didn't do the PGA. I think we forgot.
Kinda. I think we did, too.
Yeah, I think we just, like, the PGA was on us, and we're like, oh, we forgot to make our picks. But we did do for this one. I don't know everybody's picks, but I do know that one of my guys was Patrick Cantlay, and I'm reading the ESPN preview of the Open here, and it says, who are you avoiding entirely?
Patrick
and
Cantlay.
The answer, Patrick Cantlay. I guess he can't possibly play this course. So what a stupid pick by me, apparently.
Before everybody DMs me about how stupid I am, this is the third time Royal Portrush has been used. It was used in 1951, 2019, and 2025.
There's
in 2019, it was a big deal, and the reason I remember it is because Shane Lowry won basically at his home course.
And he's playing this again at his home course, and you picked him.
I did.
Smartly,
that's the reason I picked him.
We'll see if that pays off. Most people are picking McIlroy to win. And, of course, I will root probably harder against him than I will root for anybody else. McIlroy just continues to go down and slide even further down my dislike list. And as soon as he bogeys a hole and walks off the course in a huff and takes his clubs with him and won't talk to anybody because he's two strokes behind, you'll start to understand more and more why I'm tired of this guy.
You have a very strange hatred of Rory McIlroy.
I don't know that that's strange. There's a lot of people who criticize him for only being willing to talk when he's doing well.
And I've told you, this is a thing that's happening between more than just Rory McIlroy and the media.
All right. I'll take you at your word. The Open Championships start tomorrow morning. We're into the happy hour, which means we are thankful to our happy hour sponsors, our friends at GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. You got a pool, get in touch with GL Pools. Baseball season full swing, so is swim season. Call them. Mention the word radio. You get a free month of pool service. I like that.
I do too.
All right. Into the happy hour we go. There's not a lot. We got the ESPY Awards are actually not on television because they are. We'll show them delayed here in town, right? They're not even on.
Let me go see if they've changed this, because I know that a lot of people on the West Coast have complained.
Maybe it's on ABC.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
I think
to
they've
right
actually
now
put it on network television now.
See?
Nope.
We have to watch it. Tape delayed.
Well, let's make sure. What time are they on?
Eight o'clock. Oh, I got to go to 8 o'clock. Let me see.
8 o'clock on ESPN.
There it is.
Wow. So,
what's the point of having a West Coast viewing if you're not going to do it live?
I'm assuming, although I don't know why ESPN needs to put an NBA Summer League game on instead, but that's what's on.
It's ridiculous. It's like having the Oscars and then tape delaying
the
Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars are, you know, you get to watch those live. So do all the other award shows. The ESPYs are underway. We won't tell you who won in case you want to watch later. All right, we have our three predictions. Let's do that. Three predictions, second half of the Major League Baseball season. Earlier, we did three bold predictions for the Padres. Scraby predicted that Nick Pivetta would set career highs in every category,
basically,
which he's already on his way to doing. He also predicted that, I know you predicted Manny's going to win the batting title. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Gavin Sheets is going to hit 30
home
runs.
And then Gavin Sheets is going to get to 30 home runs. He's at 14, so that is a bold prediction indeed. For the my predictions, I predicted that Robert Suarez will not be the closer by season's end, not because of his failings, but because I think the Padres are going to trade him and go with Jason Adam or Adrian Morejon. I also predicted that Camposano will be starting at catcher by August 1st. That seems absurd, especially since he got sent down again today. But I do believe the Padres are tired of 0 for 4 at catcher every night. And I've totally forgotten my third one, so it must not have been all that great.
I guess not.
I can't remember. God!
You didn't write it down?
Oh, no, Dylan Cease would win 10 games.
That's right. That's right.
He's at three,
that's
so he's right. Got a ways to go.
Yes.
All right, so what do we got for Major League Baseball predictions? Want to get a little music? All right. I'll go first. You got to go first on the Padres.
That's fine. I am struggling on this one.
All right. My three predictions for the second half of the Major League Baseball season. First up. And I think this is something we all should be rooting for. I believe that the Big Dumper will become the first catcher in the history of baseball to reach 50 home runs.
Ah.
It's pretty simple. He's already got 39.
Yeah. No, he's got 38.
38, thank you.
I mean, but still, either way.
No catcher has ever done it. Not Johnny Bench, not Piazza, not anyone you can name. In fact, the record holder is Salvador Perez.
Ah,
with 48.
That's a lot of home runs.
The Big Dumper going for 50. I'm going to go a little step further. If he can get to 55, he will not only break the catcher record, he will break Mickey Mantle's record for most home runs ever by a switch hitter. And I think that's pretty impressive, man. You got some good switch hitters in the history of the game. Mickey
yes,
Mantle,
you do.
Eddie Murray.
Jerks, you know, and Profar.
Okay, but anyway, the Big Dumper, man, he's doing it. And I'm going to predict that he's going to carry it on.
That's really funny you say the Big Dumper, because I have on my number three, Cal Raleigh, and these are bold predictions. Okay. He's going to hit 60.
You're going to 60.
I mean, I didn't think he would.
Well, you might as well go a couple more. If he gets 63, breaks Aaron Judge's AL record.
Okay,
you gonna go
63.
That far?
63.
Yeah, he could do it all.
It seems like it's that type of year for him.
And here's the thing, man. He's doing this with no sign of any, you know, PEDs now in this generation, right? They're being watched very carefully. He's also doing it at T-Mobile / Safeco Field.
Which is not an easy park.
Not a great hitter's ballpark.
No.
And he homers from left, right, anything. In fact, in the Home Run Derby, did he not turn around and switch and hit from the other side the other night? He did. He hit from both sides.
That's cool. I didn't see that. That's cool.
Cal Raleigh's all right. Go Dumper Go. I just can't get over that nickname.
Dudes on dudes, sword fighting, and Go Dumper Go.
Yeah. My number two prediction. This is a little more ho-hum, I think, but I think it's going to happen. For the first time ever, four teams in the playoffs will come from the same division.
Oh, wow.
That division will be the AL East. Look, I think Toronto, the Yankees, and Boston are all but almost assured. And if you look at the AL standings, there's no one really other to challenge Tampa Bay for that last spot than Seattle. And so I think that it could be where all four teams from the AL East, but I'm going to take it a step further. All four teams make the playoffs from the AL East, but none of them make the championship.
Okay.
The AL championship is between Detroit and Houston. And all four AL East teams get knocked out.
Wow.
There's a bold prediction.
That is
you.
A bold prediction.
Okay.
My second prediction is going to be, and this is out of pure, I'm just willing it into the air.
Okay.
Will Smith is going to go on a crazy slump, and it's going to...
Will Smith, the Dodgers Will Smith.
Yeah, he's hitting over 300. He's really good this year.
He's having a good year.
I think he's going to slump, and that's going to keep the Dodgers in striking distance for the Padres.
And the Padres' sights.
Yes. That's mine.
You're just rooting against Will Smith.
That's 100%
true.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I am.
But get in line.
Oh.
Nobody likes Will Smith around here. Do they?
No, we keep asking people to give us good things about him. And actually, what Friar Friday guest did we interview that had good things to say about him?
Brian Hoying.
Yeah,
played with him
at
Louisville. He said he gets it, but he also said that Will Smith's a good guy.
Yeah. He did say that.
All right. It's funny. My prediction for number one is along the same lines. I predict for the first time in baseball history, there will be an entire league, in this case, the National League, with no 300 hitters. Zero.
Whoa.
Now, right now, Will Smith is the only one that's over 300. He's at 323. Sorry. So he's way over. Second place is Freddie Freeman at 297. So right now, Will Smith is the lone guy. I think he'll, as you said, will come down. It's Will Smith. He's not a great average hitter normally. He comes down. Nobody makes 300. That's never happened before. Oh, by the way, the all-time record for lowest average to win the NL batting title.
What's that?
Still held by Tony Gwynn Sr.
Okay.
He had a 313 average in 1988, and that won it. The lowest ever was Carl Yastrzemski, 1968, 301. But at least there was one 300 hitter that year in the American League. It was Carl Yastrzemski. My bold prediction, none in the National League.
All right, that is bold.
Your final one?
My final one is going to be self-serving in Padres because I don't really care about the rest of the league.
All right.
But I'm going to say that the Padres have a Cy Young Award winner, an MVP, and a batting title. Cy Young Award winner, I'm going with my guy, Nicky P. Pivetta. Batting title, I already said Manny Machado. MVP, Manny Machado.
Can we just throw in Manager of the Year, Mike Schilt? Might as well win them all.
Let's do it. Let's sweep the National League awards.
I don't know.
Too bad they don't have a Rookie of the Year.
I was going to say, I don't think we can get Rookie of the Year this year.
Actually, we should go and posthumously give it to the rookie season of Jackson Merrill.
Well, nobody died, but we should.
His rookie season did.
I was going to say, you could just give it to him because they hosed him so bad last year.
And my thought on the Cy Young, I know Zach Wheeler's probably in the lead for that, but Nick Pivetta has the same amount of wins. He's got almost the same amount of strikeouts. No, he doesn't. Sorry, 30. Never mind. Forget I said anything.
No, go for it. Pivetta could end up 18-2 or something, and he would certainly be in the running.
Yeah,
for
Zach
it.
Wheeler's very good, though.
So is, unfortunately, your hero, Paul Skeens. He's going to have to be beaten.
But he cannot
win. Even though he's only
won
four games.
Exactly.
I know, but Jacob deGrom won it that one year with 10 wins because his ERA and WHIP were so dominant.
Yeah, we did talk about that last week, actually. But there's my number one.
That's bold. It's a bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
Lots of bold predictions for you there. All right, speaking of predictions, before the season start, this is our Embarrassing Us segment coming up next. You, me, and Tony pick who's going to do what in the baseball season. Now that we're halfway through, it's fun to look back and see how stupid we were. So we will look at some of the stuff we predicted for the AL and NL East divisions following a timeout that still can't take place for another couple minutes.
No, we're good.
Then do it, pal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., idle for the All-Star break. Scraby, over there. And the ESPYs are underway, and we don't know what's happening, because...
I'm going to Google this. Why are the ESPYs tape
Because
delayed?
Nobody cares. You said it earlier. I think the ESPYs have kind of run their course. I thought they were fun for a few years. That was 30 years ago.
Apparently last year it was because there was a Joe Biden press conference.
Oh, well, this year there's an NBA Summer League game, so that's not much of an excuse. Look, one of the problems I think the ESPY has, I'll be honest with you, Scrib.
Yep.
Other than couple of cool things like play of the year, you know, best game, you know, some of those categories I think are fun. But just naming the top baseball player and giving them the ESPY, well, you already have MVP.
Yeah. And that means right a
little
in bit
the sport. More. Yeah. So, and what are you going to do? Best baseball player. Well, it's, you know, Shohei. He's going to win or Judge. There's really very little intrigue there.
Yeah.
Because those people have already won their award in their given sport. That's what I think kind of keeps me from going to the ESPYs. And you're going to give your big award of the night is Team of the Year. Well, so there's a little intrigue. Are you going to pick
the Eagles?
Are you going to pick the baseball winner? You know what I mean? So there's a little intrigue there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what they're going to go with.
They're not going to take the Dodgers.
Yes, they are.
I hope not.
Yes, they are. We already saw Freddie Freeman there. The Dodgers are going to be the Team of the Year. Book it.
Team of the Year?
Book it.
Yeah, I hope not. Honestly, that would annoy me to no end. All right, what did we do for our prediction, Scraby? For the AL and NL East? It's always fun to embarrass ourselves like this.
Yes, it is. All right, for the AL East, before the year started, we picked the division winner. Tony and I said the Red Sox. Chris, you said the Orioles.
Ah!
Last place team we said, the Rays. And that's not
all
true.
Of us?
All of us said the Rays.
Okay.
Right now, the Orioles are in last
place.
Yeah,
man, the Orioles have been a huge disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Division MVP, Tony said Rafael Devers.
He lost that one.
Which he also, Rafael Devers wasn't bad when he left Boston, but he's not great right now.
Did you see the record of the two teams since the trade?
Yeah, it's bad.
Red Sox have been great. The Giants have been terrible. And Devers has, I mean, he's just been a distraction. To me, for the Giants, Rafael Devers has been subtraction by addition, if there is such a thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I think he's got a few hits here and there, but I think he's hurt the whole chemistry of that club, and chemistry was big for the Giants.
Yeah. Division MVP for you, Chris, Gunnar Henderson.
Nope.
Adley Rutschman for me, and
nope.
He's been hurt for a long time. Gunnar Henderson's
I think
having
Aaron
a bad
Judge
year.
Is kind of the runaway there.
Yeah. Why don't we pick the obvious guy?
Because it's no fun. It's no fun.
Every year I review this, and I'm like, why didn't I just pick
right.
Aaron Judge?
Yeah, if I had done that, I would have sounded like I knew what I was doing.
Best newcomer, and I think Tony got it. Or maybe I did. Max Fried for Tony. Max Fried's been very good for the Yankees.
Year.
You said Anthony Santander.
Oh, God, another disaster.
I said Garrett Crochet, and he's having a
he's
good
year. He's been good.
Yeah.
Crochet's been good.
Tony, for the division Cy Young, you both said Max Fried, actually.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it could happen.
There.
I said Crochet. Could happen,
yeah.
So we're going to have to figure it out after the year.
Those are all good for the AL East.
Now, the National League East, division winner, I said the Braves, which is not happening.
Nope.
Tony said the Phillies, which could happen, and you said the Mets, which also could happen.
Right, they're battling it out.
Last place team in the National League East, we all said the Marlins.
You kind of had to. They were so bad last year. The Marlins have actually done a pretty good job
for what they have.
And I don't remember the name of their manager, but he was the Dodger first base coach, and he's gone in there. And, you know, giving them a little something.
A little bit.
I mean, they're not in the playoff hunt, but they're not a pushover either.
Yeah, I agree.
So good for them.
For the division MVP, Tony said Juan Soto.
You knew I wouldn't pick him. Who'd I take?
We knew Tony was going to say Juan
yes,
Soto.
Yes, he loves Juan Soto.
You said Ronald Acuña Jr., which isn't a bad...
You think? He's hurt the whole time.
No, but he's been pretty good. He's hitting over 300. He has 12 home runs. Got some stolen bases.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll beat out Juan Soto, but who knows? I said Francisco Lindor, and that's not true. Best newcomer.
Who is the division MVP right now? Schwarber? Mm. I don't even know who it is. Go ahead.
Wheeler?
Oh, he's pitcher.
I'm trying to think. We got to figure this out. The National League East.
Alonso?
Maybe.
He's been up and down, though.
I guess it might be Schwarber. Yeah, it's definitely not Bryce Harper. I think it might be Schwarber. Best newcomer. Tony said Juan Soto, which could win. I said Jerickson Profar, which took a real weird turn.
That took a bad turn right away.
Took
right
a real away. Weird turn, and we made these predictions before the season.
Right.
Chris, you said Jordan Romano. And by the way, he has changed his name It's not Romano.
Really?
He's like, I just went with it, but he prefers Romano.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were I thought you were just kidding around.
Jordan Romano.
Well, he ought to go back because Jordan Romano used to get people out. Jordan Romano can't get anybody out. He's been awful, awful, awful.
Now, Division Cy Young, we're going to have to figure it out because Tony said Christopher Sanchez, which is a great call.
Good call.
Chris, you said Zach Wheeler. Great call.
Yeah.
I said Spencer Strider, and he
injured.
Yeah.
So.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But those are our predictions. We'll do the National League West and AL West tomorrow.
When we do this, I'm amazed more than anything else why I'm so bad. Like you think we know stuff.
We don't.
And you just you pick somebody who's really a good pick, and then you can't believe how bad they can be.
Or you could just be like, hey, Aaron Judge is going to be the AL East MVP. Instead, I went with Adley Rutschman.
Yeah. All right, we got another half an hour to go.
I have a good question from the chat that we can tackle.
We'll find out what it is, and I'll determine whether it's good when Gwen and Chris returns.
That's true. It could be bad.
Coming up on Thursday's show, after the roundtable, we will keep you updated.
I mean, have you been around a family, honestly, where somebody doesn't have it and then somebody, dies? Obvious, never fortunate, unfortunately, right? And then the family is like stuck.
I've known a family that the parents passed away before they had anything set aside, and it became this huge, massive fight.
It can be big, big problems.
It's really crazy when, you're supposed to be mourning the loss of your parents, and one of the siblings is like, no, I want all their money.
Right.
They were going to give it to me. Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, that's why we're talking about ethos today. Let's see. We've got a couple of things to discuss. You said you had a good question from the nickel seats over there.
The nickel seats
over there. My dad used to use that one.
Where are the nickel seats? All the way up?
Well,
they're in the
euchre territory.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The nickel seats is your way out of...
They're like the nosebleeds.
Nosebleeds, nickel seats, same kind of thing. My dad used to say that. He also used to see that a lot of funny lines. If we were playing poker, which we often did in the family, a little quiet game, couple dollar here and there games, but we had some fun family poker games, and if somebody'd bet like 50 cents...
Ooh.
You'd get the shoe clerks out.
Shoe clerks?
Which meant, for some reason, evidently, the shoe clerks were the ones that didn't want to pay the 50-cent freight to stay in the hand.
Okay.
My dad had a lot of these.
All right.
Maybe I could really put everybody to sleep and give you all of them, but I won't.
Yes. One day we will. One day.
Right.
Manuel on the chat asked...
From the nickel seats.
From the nickel seats, yes. Okay, so I have to set this up a little bit. Okay. Former Dodger Julio Urias is trying to get back into baseball. He was suspended because he was in trouble with the police for domestic violence. And so he's trying to get back in. Scott Boras said he wants to get back in, so we should just let him back in because Scott Boras
is his agent?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Scott said, that Urias has done all the right things,
of course,
type
of course,
deal.
Of course.
Anger management counseling.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here's what Manuel's question is. Do you guys think a team will take a chance on Julio Urias? Padres will not, in my opinion.
I think the Padres are out.
Yeah. Already out.
And I support that.
Yes,
the Padres don't want to be a team that takes on any, potential outside issues.
Yes. And I agree with it.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it too. But do I think a team's going to take a chance?
And before you, let's just add one more thing to this. And here's my, it's like a free shot at Juan Soto for me. But, if you're going to say, well, sometimes you got to have these guys because the talent wins. I say talent wins, certainly. But the year that Juan Soto was here, the full year, and we heard. Scraby, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not making this up. We heard so many things, without ever being in the locker room behind closed doors,
yep.
That there just was a lot of unrest that year, and that was the team that just completely fell apart. I believe some of that stuff can happen. Now, last year, the Yankees made the World Series, so
yep.
you could answer back and say, well, Soto was on the Yankees. Didn't seem to bother them.
It's a good retort.
That's a good retort. But again, I wouldn't want to take chances if I don't have to. I think you can win without those guys. But Urias is pretty intriguing. You know that he was 20-3 one year.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was 17-7 the year after. Granted, the Dodgers hardly ever lose. He also closed out the World Series in 2020, the COVID
Mickey
World
Mouse
Series.
One.
Yeah. So Urias is pretty good. But he hasn't pitched now in two seasons by the time this one's over, right? He missed all of 2024, and he's probably going to miss all of 2025 unless somebody signs him tomorrow. So I would, you know, that's part of my concern. Having said that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they're, well, if, how do I put this?
Well, the question is, will somebody take a chance on him? I believed all along, and still believe almost, that somebody would have taken a chance on Trevor Bauer by now.
Yeah.
And I am don't even think that I can support anything that Trevor Bauer was said to and accused of and any of that. I can't. Nor can I get behind anything that Arias did or allegedly did or was caught doing.
No, I believe he was
right. Okay, so I can't do any of this. If you want me to throw P. Diddy in there, I'll put it in because there's a video of P. Diddy dragging a poor gal, his old, you know, girl, ex-girlfriend, you know, through a hotel lobby, basically, or an elevator lobby, you know, and kicking her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything else about P. Diddy, and I don't have any preconceived notions, but... And I know he was found pretty much innocent or was not convicted, P. Diddy, of too much of any of the things that were charged against him. But I did see that video, and that's enough for me to say, you know what, this is not somebody I need to be around. So I get all that. But I do believe P. Diddy, once he gets out of jail, which I think will be in the next year, and I don't want to get too far off sports topic here.
Where
but
are we going
well,
with
where
this?
I'm going with this is P. Diddy's going to be welcomed, I believe, back into the music community. And, you know, he's a very talented and, you know, powerful guy. And I think he'll, you know, he'll be welcomed back into things. I believed all along that Trevor Bauer, somebody would take a shot. The NFL, sorry, NFL, but there are so many guys that have been on video. Or have done things that they've admitted to, or women have been just, you know, completely, you know,
treated
bulldozed
terribly.
Or, yeah. You know, treated this way. And we are willing to put up with these. Deshaun Watson was back in the league. Now, he didn't do anything very good as a player, but he was back in the league. I'm shocked that Trevor Bauer still hasn't had a shot. And that does not mean I condone anything he was supposedly, you know, was involved in or, you know, supposedly, allegedly involved in, whatever. I don't. I'm surprised nobody took a shot, so I would say the same for Urias. We seem to be a very forgiving society on certain things, and on other things we are absolutely 100%, nope, no second chances. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I think it's a little odd, it's hypocritical, kind of.
Well, we're going to see.
So what do you think?
We're going to see what happens with Julio Urias because he's reinstated tomorrow. So,
oh, he's actually reinstated to baseball.
Oh, that's why Scott Boras is talking about this.
I see.
So he's going to be available for teams to sign tomorrow.
Okay, so they could sign him tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I was kidding about that. I thought he couldn't really return this year. But
no, it's believed, according to reports, and I don't really know how much I believe this, but teams are checking in on him.
Right.
And I kind of agree that we got to stop looking the other way on certain things.
I don't disagree.
I
still cringe every time Kareem Hunt comes into a football game, and I still cringe every time Tyreek Hill catches a pass, even though it's for my team. I don't care for people like this, and I'm not trying to pick on any, you know, position or sport or color or creed. You know, Trevor Bauer is as white, okay? I don't condone any of this stuff. And there's a lot of me that doesn't want to see any of these guys get any second chances. But I also know that that's kind of the way our society is. So how come some guys are playing and Trevor Bauer can't get anything. Maybe he was just so awful as a human being behind the scenes.
I don't think that's true. Well, I just don't know. I know what you're saying, but I don't think that's true. I think I don't know why Julio Urias would be getting a better chance at being back in Major League Baseball than Trevor Bauer. Because I don't either. I'm with you. I don't condone anything that anyone's done. But, you know, Trevor Bauer, he was not convicted of anything.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was convicted in the court of public opinion.
That's what it is.
Rightly so. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, there's a lot. It is a very, very complicated story with Trevor Bauer.
I hate to keep bringing P. Diddy in, but P. Diddy... I mean, I followed this thing pretty closely, Scrabe. I mean, the things that were claimed against this guy are beyond something most of us can even fathom.
Yeah.
In, you know, behind the scenes, door, bedroom type behavior.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
The stuff that we've seen on video, etc. But to the letter of the law, he was not convicted. He was only convicted of a very minor sidelight crime there that they will now sentence him to a pretty, you know, probably a very short sentence. And I think it's fair to bring him up in this case because Trevor Bauer is in a different case, different situation, but he was not found guilty of anything either, right? He was acquitted of all of it, was he not?
I can't.
Let's not be. Yeah.
I can't answer that for you.
Let me not put the wig on and overstep my bounds here.
I'm really uncomfortable with all this
yes,
P. Diddy
I am
talk.
Too. All right. Well, you shouldn't be.
No,
I followed the case very closely.
I'm just joking. I really want people to be held to a certain standard. I want people to be treated the same way. I want people to know that if you do something like this, you're going to pay the price for it. And Julio Urias, this is the second incident that he's had in baseball. So this is a trend now and not just something that happened. I don't condone the first time, but I can't sit here and say that I'm not willing to give someone a chance to prove that they have turned it around and that they do feel bad about it and they have remorse. Like, because I was a guy who was a drunk who did many bad things in my life.
Yeah.
And
if we just gave up on you,
I wouldn't be
where
here.
Where would you be, right?
I wouldn't be here.
So that's a
but
good
I also
point
know
well.
That I have to act according to a certain standard because that's what society does. And I want to be a good person. I don't want to be a bad person. I don't want to be caught in these articles of should Matt Scraby get his job back type of thing. Even though, for fact, Chris, I know that I would not get my job back if anything like that happened.
No. You would not. And, you know, the old glass houses thing, all of us, you know, have our moments
of
that
course.
We regret
of
and
course.
Would rather do again.
Of course.
Different levels, obviously.
Of course. Okay?
But,
of course.
You know, we'd all like to be forgiven for things that we've done or, you know, do.
I find it extremely hypocritical, though, if they allow Julio Urias just to rant like that, sign with a team.
Right, jump back in.
And Trevor Bauer and other guys.
Yes, how could you let Julio Urias in right away after Trevor Bauer has not been able to get anywhere? What is the difference here? There? I don't know. Don't know.
Again, it's very complicated.
Complicated.
But I feel like the...
Who brought this question up? Who was the guy's
Manuel.
Name? Manuel. Darn it.
Darn it.
We were having a nice, fun day, and now you had to bring this serious stuff up.
Well, I think we're good at talking about this serious stuff sometimes. I really don't. I don't. Again, Padres don't think they're going to take a chance at all on
Julio Urias. No,
but I do think a team
I'd be stunned.
A team down the stretch might be like, "Hey, let's see what he's got. We need a pitcher. He's a good pitcher. Let's try him." And that would be the wrong message.
But why
I think.
Is that not the same thing that has happened with Bauer?
I don't know. That is the crazy question. Because there's no answer to it.
I don't want to reinstate.
It's blackballing.
I don't want to reinstate Bauer any more than you do, but I can't believe he hasn't been given a chance.
I can't either.
But you know what? There's other. I mean, we go again. I hate to do celebrities, but this is the only thing. They're the only people in the world.
Do you
are
just
on the
same sit
level.
At home and watch TMZ Court?
I do. No, TMZ is the best show on the news
okay.
show on television.
No,
I told
news.
You this. Minute. Yeah, bar none. TMZ, the only show that I'll watch. Love those guys. Harvey Levin and the other guy, Charles, and his last name is very difficult to pronounce. A French name, I don't know. But those two guys are great. And I love TMZ. But I'm not kidding, by the way. TMZ, I think, is way more reliable than every other network that has some sort of reason why they're giving you a certain news from a certain angle.
Except for the time that they said Kate Middleton was out and about and she actually wasn't, and then they completely deleted the post and never made an apology about it.
Everybody's wrong sometimes.
That's a pretty big... They were pumping that. They were like, hey, we have footage of Kate Middleton out and about. And it wasn't her.
Who was it?
Some random lady.
They got duped. They got duped for a change.
Oh, you know, someone also brings up another guy who's in trouble baseball, and he's not able to come back, and it's Wander Franco. And...
Well, he's in, like, deep in jail, is he not? Or is he out?
I know a decision came down. Honestly, I did not click on the Wander Franco article when it happened, but I should look it up real quick, and we need to go to traffic, and hopefully I have something on the other side for this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From Jeff Passan on June 26th, he was found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in the Dominican Republic, received a suspended 2-year prison sentence after he had his relationship with a 14-year-old girl when he was 21. They sought 5 years, a suspended 2-year prison sentence. But he is still under the investigation is still open in Major League Baseball. So if he were to come back, they would have to make a decision on whether or not he is suspended. It's not like they're just looking the other way. I also read that the United States is not giving him a visa because of the crime that he was convicted of. Again, we're way outside of our comfort zone right now of what we're talking about, but I don't understand why situations are different. And
every situation does seem to be different.
Yeah.
Every situation does seem to be different. Maybe that's just how it works.
Yeah.
All right, can we finish with something just fun
yes,
and crazy?
Please. Yes, please.
Who do you got, since we made fun of the ESPYs, who do you have for team of the year? You said you think the Dodgers are going to win. I'm going to give you the other nominees.
Okay.
Panthers. Their second straight Stanley Cup. But
oh, I thought you meant Panthers. The Carolina no. Panthers.
Dodgers, the Liberty, and the WNBA. That was a high-profile title that they won. Ohio State in football, pretty dominant at the end. Oklahoma City with the Thunder, which set the NBA record not only for winning the title this year, but they had the biggest point differential of any team in NBA history. The Eagles, pretty high profile. They remember
beat the Chiefs.
Remember they were ahead 34-0.
Was that true?
In the Super Bowl. Yeah, they won 40-22, but it was 34-0.
I don't remember that, but yeah. I did enjoy that Super Bowl because Patrick Mahomes went down.
The other three teams are the North Carolina Tar Heels women lacrosse team, with all due respect, don't know too much about them, U.S. women's national soccer team, and Connecticut Huskies basketball. What?
I can't give Dan Hurley any credit.
No, this is the women's basketball.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
just took a on Paige Beckers. And
well,
all those
no, that's okay. But Dan Hurley on the other side. Who's
so
going to win?
So you think of the Dodgers, huh? Or are you going to change up?
No, I'm going to go Dodgers. I just feel like that's the best click opportunity for them.
And you think that's what decides it?
Yes.
All right, here's a good one, I think. But I think I would go with this. I don't know. What was the best play of the year? Play of the year in all of sports. Now,
Jackson Merrill's catch last week.
Good, but not. I mean, that wouldn't go above the guy that the Oakland A's made a few weeks ago, right?
True.
If I was in the running, and I don't know that this qualifies, because I don't know what year you had to do this, but I would put J.J. Spahn's putt and drive at the end of the U.S. Open, the 17th and 18th, two of the greatest shots I've ever seen. But I don't know that that is in the running. Here is what is in the running. Trinity Rodman, overtime goal.
I did see this. It's pretty great.
Puts the women's national team in the semifinals of the Olympics. Trinity
You're
Rodman.
You're going to have to hurry up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Sabrina Ionescu, logo 3 game winner in the WNBA Finals. Tyrese Halliburton wins game 1 of the NBA Finals. And the one that I think will win, because it got way so much pub, Saquon Barkley, backwards hurdle.
That's simply the most athletic play out of all of them.
But I don't think any of them are better than J.J. Spahn. All right, thank you, Scraby. Stay tuned. He keeps it going with the Chronicles. Tomorrow, 10 to 11, Padres Roundtable. We'll be on it, too. Have a good rest of your evening.
I'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.